Okay, so on my new SAS Who Dis Wins playlist, if you search my hit life, then you'll find the playlist I've created on Spotify. So I listened to Will Smith's self-discipline speech. I really love Will Smith, generally because I know this may sound really bad or whatever, but I see him as a normal person and I just see him as a guy who worked ridiculously hard, like he says, he admits, I'm not the most good looking, I'm not the most funny or all this stuff, but he's just that person that works ridiculously hard. So I really like Will Smith inspires me just because I feel like he has been more that underdog that just fucking worked his ass off. So I have his speech, self-discipline speech. And it always blows my mind away, how he tells his story about his dad when his dad got him and his brother to build a wall, but they built a wall by layering the bricks every day. So I'm just gonna, take you through of how, some of the quotes from the speech, which I really love, which reminds me, which has stopped me when I want to procrastinate, clicking on my Instagram, wasting that time that I shouldn't be wasting. And, slowly getting there, slowly understanding why self-discipline matters, why this will differentiate me from achieving my goals or not. And plus, it's not good for your mental health to just waste all that time on social media, to be honest, if it's not productive time, if you're not doing goals with it. And then I'm going to explain to you how I'm going to lay the brick down every day to achieve my, SAS Who Dis Wins. Winner stance next year. Because I find when I read examples, I can then take that away and reflect it into my own life. So I hope that, this helps you with whatever goal you have. I would always recommend having one goal to focus on. Have a plan A, fuck plan B. You've got to go all in on it. And that's what I'm all about. So I hope you can take what I've done and put it into your own life. Don't just always take in information and then don't benefit from it. Like you don't, we can all win. So make sure you get your own journey of success. Okay. So self-discipline is self-love. The road to happiness is to control your behavior. You lay the bricks daily, perfectly and concise. What to lay daily. So this is my one brick. Obviously now, and it these sound so simple, but they're so simple to the point that like I haven't been doing them, so it just makes me realize that no, I need to put all my effort onto this, So nutrition, plan it out. So then what I've done, and I went into my fitness pal as well. So what I've done, one second, let me find my nutrition plan, because then I went into my fitness pal and I read it. So my breakfast then, I've gone omelette. So my omelette is like egg white omelette, cherry tomatoes in it, this lush cranberry cheese you can get from Tesco, check that out, really nice. Peppers and spinach, and then a piece of seed station bread. Snack will be a fin with ham, and then protein yogurt, the Arla ones. Lunch would be like fish, snap peas, I think, and mash. Again, snacks, nuts, sweet and salty popcorn, and then like peppers and stuff like that. Dinner again is the same as lunch, because for me, honestly, I would prefer for it to be basic and easy than trying to be a foodie, because you've got to do this every day. And then 3 liters water. And then this is going to be what I use throughout the week. And I've wrote simply switch the fish, So I've got like this fish, all different types of fish. And then I can simply as well just switch the ham in my fin for salmon. So just mixing it up and making it just because honestly, sometimes it's just nicer to have that consistency in your life than being all up in the air. Honestly, I'm just done. I just want consistency. I just want to be on a fucking plan. Okay, and then I've wrote down personal and professional development. So this is more about, my speeches every day. So I've wrote like Will Smith on my SAS podcast, but then I've got other speeches on there, so check that out. So my SAS playlist. And then I've got Gary Vee. I listen to Gary Vee daily because he's my professional development. And then Brooke Castile, because she just sorts out my fucking life. The Life Coach School. I always recommend this podcast. You will normally see it in my Instagram stories. I can't recommend it enough. Go fucking... If you struggle accepting negative situations, behavior, thoughts, then you need to go check her out. And David Goggins... And then Bonus is an audiobook. So obviously the fear bubble now has come on Audible. So I'm going to check that out as well throughout the week. Also as well, I realise when listening to Brooke Castile today, I need super thinking. So super thinking is when you literally just fucking think. And I realise I probably don't have that much time, but I know I get amazing super thinking thoughts when I'm led by the pool and my whole brain switched off. So try and get that. So when you consume a lot of material, just, you know, go silent and see what you think. Okay, and then fitness. So the chosen workout of the week. Even the workouts, like, I broke them down. So for example, I wrote, you know, my run. But what type of run? You know, really breaking this down to put myself on the path of least resistance. Oh, and honestly, and I do it in a Embrace the Suck daily challenge. Fuck me, it is suck fest. Never mind. But it's good. So I've got like bleep test and 1.5 mile run. So next week is a very character building facing my shit week. I'm good. Do you know what? I'm not gonna back down from my fucking negative thoughts in my head. They can go fuck themselves. Okay. Sorry. You don't understand. It's so horrible. You know when you find that fitness challenge? Oh, I'll go into it on the next podcast because it just so people can understand. And then Sean T stretch. I need to really stretch, man. I've been dodging my stretching and my body is so fucking tight and immobilized. And then, you know, like I said, Embrace the Suck challenge every day. So that is how I'm going to lay the bricks. Also, we function better with no safety nets. Don't have a plan B. So I hope it really helps. I hope me walking you through how I've done it, how I even wrote nutrition, and then I've broken it down, how I've even wrote, you know, my timetable, and then I've broken it down. So it just shows, you know, don't let your brain keep thinking and thinking and thinking on the day. Pre-plan it beforehand, honestly, because you create so much stress by not planning. So just get it planned. I hope it really helps. See ya.